540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has reported to a prison outside Houston to begin serving an 11-year sentence. KHOU-TV reporter Shernmin Chow.
Upon arrival, Holmes, like all inmates, will get a social and medical screening, then a formal admission and orientation program, and a classification that is to address skills deficits for successful reentry into society.
Holmes was found guilty last year of 4 felony counts of fraud and conspiracy. A building that partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa, will be demolished, but the remains of victims could still be inside. Mayor Mike Mattson.
At this time, we have 5 individuals that are still unaccounted for. 2 of those we believe to be possibly still in the building.
There are indications tomorrow's vote in the House to raise the debt ceiling will be successful. North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says more than half of House Republicans will support it. But there are those in the no column, including Georgia's Andrew Clyde.
The Biden-McCarthy deal has been dubbed the Fiscal Responsibility Act. But in truth, there's nothing responsible about it. Make no mistake, this is the Fiscal Irresponsibility Act.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The confirmation from the Carter Center, which says she continues to live happily at home with her husband. The boardwalk in Hollywood Beach, Florida, was the scene of a mass shooting last night. Police are searching for 3 gunmen. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
9 people were transported to local hospitals, including several children, the youngest just 1 year old.
I saw a young man was on the ground bleeding, and they were applying pressure to try to prevent the bleeding. I also saw a lady that was very upset. So I think she had a wound to her leg.
A rare drone attack in Russia damaged some buildings. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
People in and around Moscow reported hearing explosions. I heard them too. At home, my windows shook, following blasts in the distance. Then came confirmation from Russian officials. The defense ministry claimed that Ukraine had targeted the Russian capital with 8 drones and insisted it had forced all of them down.
Kyiv, Ukraine, was also attacked for the 3rd time in 24 hours. Experts warn humanity is at risk from artificial intelligence. Director of the Center for AI Safety, Dan Hendricks.
Malicious use, potentially this is evolutionary, end up having some goals toward power. But some might just be concerned about malicious use, which is enough to treat as a concern for extinction.
The markets are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. 3 people are dead and several others are wounded after 15 separate shootings in Milwaukee over the 3-day holiday weekend. The wounded include 2 16-year-olds. Lawmakers this week will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Republican State Representative David Steffens says it's not an expense, it's an investment.
For every dollar that's being put in of state money, we're getting 45 back. This is really a tourism short-term event with a long-term benefit.
Steffen was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee Sunday. 250,000 visitors are expected. The total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. In sports, the Brewers host Toronto tonight. Adrian Hauser starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The 4 most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number 1 PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
But then...
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open 844-967-2789. No subject is on all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it being made, and how many times have we said history is made every second of every day, whether you're awake or not, and it's being made as we speak. Of course, I'm referring to the debt deal, the so-called debt deal. I want to talk about it, that in depth, what it entails, and whether it'll pass and how it's going to pass. But first of all, some good news. We have baseball tickets to give away next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Brewers are playing the Baltimore Orioles. Opening pitch, 6:40 p.m. next Tuesday. Remember something else. You can always listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. You can listen to them on Oshkosh Air Support, the Oshkosh station of Civic Media, 93.3 FM and 1100 AM. Or you can listen to them at a Richland Center, News from the Center, Richland Center. Get it, News from the Center. 107 FM, 1450 AM. When you call in, the first people who call in, first person who calls in, who can use the Baltimore Oriole tickets next Tuesday, let Calvin know. Also let Calvin know where to get them to you. We've had people call in, say, yeah, I'd like the tickets, and then they hang up. And so after they've been on the air, they talk, yeah, I'd like the tickets. And then we can't get back to them. All right, let's get right into the debt deal. The two components to it. One is its provisions, but the other one is it going to pass and how it's going to pass? And I'm going to start by talking about the likelihood of passage and the logistics. Then we'll talk about the debt deal itself. Right now, as we speak this afternoon, the Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether or not it should be released for a vote. Now, on the Rules Committee, McCarthy was forced to put three of the worst Freedom Caucus members, the obstructionists, just to get them to agree to have him as Speaker. The word is, you know, there are four Democrats on it, and there's something like, I don't know, 10 or 12 Republicans, because they have the majority. And it's not going to be unanimous. And they're already fighting. But my guess is that it will come out of the Rules Committee. Remember, in the old days, the Speaker would just say, it's going to the floor for a vote. Now he had to cajole and wheel and deal with these people. But enough of them, apparently something like seven or eight of them will say, yeah, it should go to the floor. And a couple of Democratic votes will send it out to the floor. When it's voted on the floor, that would be tomorrow. I think it is going to pass. There are 213 Democrats. There are 222 Republicans. It takes 218 votes. The guess is that something like 140 Republicans will vote for it. There'll be about 80 of them who don't. And I think something like 80 Democrats will vote for it, and it'll get across. Now, before I get into the weeds on how it's going to pass, let's talk about what it entails. Remember, we exceeded the debt limit back in January. Janet Yellen's been putting it together, putting the economy together, the budget together with cellophane and paper clips, basically. She recently said that we could extend it to June 5th. Before that, she said June 1st. Well, June 1st is day after tomorrow. June 5th isn't much better. It's next Monday. Remember this, if it passes on Wednesday, then it has to go to the Senate. And the senators, every one of them, all 100 of them, think there's, you know, in the House of Lords, they think they're kind of Roman senators from the first century AD. They should be carried in and fanned and fed grapes and do whatever they want. Any one of them can hold it up. A couple of sociopaths in that Senate on the Republican side. But let's start with the House tomorrow. And what does this thing entail? Kevin McCarthy, by the way, already promised that everybody could have 72 hours to read it. That was another concession he made to these people. I don't know if it's been 72 hours by tomorrow. I don't think he had the bill on Sunday. Maybe he did. 99 pages. But I'm going to give you some of the highlights and the lowlights. Highlights and the lowlights. First of all, it's a two-year suspension of the debt ceiling, not just an extension to a date certain. Why is that important? Because a two-year suspension means that nobody can complain about the debt ceiling for 2 years. So it turns out it'll be January of 25. Now, why is that important? That's important because in November of 24, there'll be a presidential election and a House election, and one third of the Senate seats will be up. So we'll know who's in control. And if in January of 25, remember this, the president doesn't get sworn in until January 20th, but the House gets sworn in the first working day in January. So by January of 25, if the Democrats have the House back and the Senate, it doesn't matter. They will just move. They'll just pass legislation to extend the debt limit. Biden will sign it, assuming he gets reelected. If, God forbid, the Republicans get in, there'll be a lot of shenanigans, but they always extend the debt limit when one of their kind is president. They did it for Trump 3 times. So they'd extend it, but they would cut the heck out of a lot of spending. But what happens in January of 25, if Biden gets reelected, but the House stays Republican, this same fight is going to go on again. Republicans will stick the knife in the back of the United States just to appeal to their base. But here's some of the, they had originally wanted a 1 year extension till January of 24, 1 year, and only for $1.5 billion. So if it exceeded $1.5 billion, that was a non-starter. I think they knew in their gut that that would hurt them because they'd be fighting about this next spring again and right in the middle of a presidential season, it would hurt their nominee. So they caved. They caved on that. It's going to involve only a 1% raise in 2025 in the budget. It's going to be a freeze before that. Exception, defense spending. That only applies to non-defense spending. So defense spending in 24 will be $886 billion. And in 25, it'll be $895 billion, which is what Biden had requested. And veterans benefits will be the same as requested by Biden. One wrinkle there in the Senate, Lindsey Graham is the most duplicitous, hypocritical little bugger I have ever seen in politics. He goes left, he goes right, he goes this, he goes that. He's for McCain, he's for Trump, the clown just came out and says, well, no, that's not enough defense spending. So I'm going to put a hold on it. Who knows if he'll chicken out or what he'll do, but tired of the guy, real tired of him. These caps on spending, the freeze and the 1% are for 2 years. Republicans wanted 10 years. It'll result in $1 trillion in savings in reduced discretionary spending. The Progressive Caucus is not going to like that. Let me tell you another provision that really ticks me off. You recall that Biden has succeeded in getting through $80 billion for the IRS to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers to catch tax cheats. McCarthy is a sop to the right-wing nuts in his party and his donors. Many of them are as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Many of them would steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. Tax cheats. What they did is he wanted all $80 billion out. Biden was successful in keeping most of it in, but it's going to be a haircut of $10 billion a year for the next 2 years, so it'll be a total of $60 billion. Inside baseball, it looks like the IRS, with that authorization, can move some of the later year spending now. Don't want to get into the accounting of it, but this has severe impacts on Social Security, and I don't like that, and we're going to talk about that right now. Social Security this year is going to be paying out $80 billion more than they get in payroll taxes. Now, yes, supposedly it's a lockbox, it's separate. A lot of that is baloney. Let's just talk facts. $80 billion more is going out this year in payments to Social Security recipients than is coming in payroll taxes, however you account for it, okay? Next year, it'll be $150 billion shortfall. In a couple of years, it'll be a $200 billion shortfall. By the year 2034, the shortfall will be so bad that they're going to have to raise payroll taxes or do something else, or benefits will be reduced by 20%. The clown McCarthy, the clown Republicans, by insisting that the IRS be under-resourced. If everybody in this country paid the taxes they're supposed to, Social Security could continue paying for 75 years with no increase in payroll tax. Tax cheats are what are screwing it up. Tax cheats stole $470 billion this year, and that's after enforcement. And actually, it wasn't this year, it's 2019. Those are the 2019 numbers. After enforcement, that's 2.3% of gross domestic product after enforcement. It's 12% of all taxes after enforcement. And it's go nothing but up. The Republicans have been doing this since George W. Bush, trying to shut down the IRS so that their donors can steal money. Do I have to put it more bluntly? Am I insufficiently fond of nuance? You get the point? That's what's happening right now. And that this particular concession that Biden had to make is going to affect Social Security. Going to a break, and I'll tell you what, come back after the break, and I'm going to into some more about the other provisions. And then we're going to talk about enforcement, and then we can discuss it. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 60
tonight
under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 87. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM
and 101.1 FM.
WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back onto this budget deal, and let's talk about some of the other provisions before we take calls. Another provision, besides the fact that they cut funding so they couldn't catch tax cheats, that's costing our Social Security, among other things, is viability if we're not careful. There's a new work requirement, and on the surface, you may think, let me tell you something. Biden stood tall. He would not permit a work requirement for Medicaid. He said, we're not having some single mom come in who wants a breast cancer screening, and you have to argue with her about whether she should have had a job, she was laid off, that kind of thing. We're not doing that. But the final deal provides a work requirement for people between the ages of 50 and 54. With no children, for food stamps. Now, let me give you the factual background, but tell you why I think this is disgusting. The factual background is, right now, if you have kids, or kids are entitled to the food stamps, and I'm calling them food stamps, and I call that anymore, but for the sake of ease of discussion, that's what we're going to call them. If you're 18 to 49, there is a work requirement already in place. McCarthy and the Republicans insisted on 50 to 54. In other words, the 49 would be extended to 54, but not beyond that. It'll be phased in over 3 years. It exempts veterans, homeless people, and people who are children in foster care, believe it or not. They're children in foster care. The reason I think this is disgusting is this. First of all, it's going to disproportionately impact women, poor women. Why? Because most veterans of that age group are men. Most are men, number one. And the women who are impacted, who hires people who are 54 years old? You can talk till you're blue in the face about, we have the Age Discrimination Act, and every one of them in a fast food restaurant is going to want younger kids. And everybody discriminates against people in their 50s and 60s who are applying for work. And if you think that you're just being naive, you don't think that's true. Subliminally, that's exactly what happens. And if a woman is homeless, then she gets food stamps. But what happens if she's by herself in a rooming house somewhere and hungry? And tried to get a job and couldn't get a job or got laid off, or frankly, wasn't the greatest employee and they fired her. This is wrong. Lying on her bed alone in a rooming house, hungry, at 50, 51, 52, 53, and 54. Grind. What's being accomplished by this? What's being accomplished by this? This Gallagher, the congressman from Green Bay, put out a statement today. He said, very pleased with this deal. Real great savings. How much in savings do you think you get by denying food stamps to women who are 50 to 54? I mean, how much do you really think you get? Not only that, the farmers who produce the food want this program not to have a work requirement. They want their food to be sold and distributed as I'm describing right now. When a farmer gets income for his food, he buys clothing, he buys equipment, he buys food himself, groceries, buys school supplies for his kids. It reverberates through the economy three or four times. And every time taxes are paid, farmer pays taxes for having sold his food. When he buys clothing, an automobile, whatever he buys, the person whom he pays money to pays taxes. What do they think they're saving by doing this? I'd ask Gallagher a question. Are you excited that there are some single women in their 50s who can't find work, who get laid off, or maybe not be great employees, maybe not homeless? What, do you want them to be homeless? Why do you want them to be homeless? I mean, what's in it for you? Do you get excited by this? Do you kind of like the idea? I mean, what kind of strange stuff is going on? There's an element of sadism to this. In other words, women between 50 and 54 who will be disproportionately affected are basically being told, you got to be homeless, or unless you were in foster care. Now, who the hell are these people? Who are the Republicans to get all into this? These are people who need food. We should give them food. But that's in it, unfortunately. There are fast-track energy approvals in it, but Biden kept, thank God, Biden kept all of the money for climate change. He would not deal on that. But they are going to appoint a lead agency, and they're going to say energy permits should be decided in 1 or 2 years through this lead agency. They still can be denied. Okay. The one thing that frosts me is this Manchin, this clown in West Virginia, he rammed through an approval of a West Virginia pipeline of gas to Virginia, 300 miles from West Virginia to Virginia, across nearly 1,000 streams and wetlands. And he would have screwed the whole thing up in the Senate otherwise. This guy's a master. He sits there like a spider. He sits there like a spider. Fortunately, the rest of the climate change stuff held. Student loan freeze. Biden had frozen student loan repayments after the pandemic. Now that freeze is going to end in August. Okay. But he wouldn't permit them to go after the student loan program itself. The student loan forgiveness program of 10 to 20 grand. That's probably because it's in the Supreme Court and the Republicans think their six tarantulas will kill it anyway. We'll see what happens. See what happens. $30 billion in unspent COVID money will be put back in the budget, which can be used for non-defense discretionary spending. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break, and I have a couple of more descriptions of what was at issue in this deal. And you have a full idea of what happened. Back after the break. Come together.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has started serving an 11-year sentence at a prison outside Houston. KHOU-TV reporter Sherman Chow describes the location.
A minimum security federal prison in Bryan. It houses 655 inmates, all women, on 37 acres.
Five people are missing after a partial building collapse in Davenport, Iowa. Now the building must be demolished. Fire Marshal Jim Morris explains why.
That building is unstable and it continues to worsen as time progresses.
A bill to raise the debt ceiling is in possible peril with a House vote tomorrow. CBS's Jared Hill on the opposition.
Progressives and some hardline Republicans are both critical. Members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus wanted deeper spending cuts and are threatening to vote no.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the legislation should be easy to push through. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mayer. Here's what you need to know. 6 months in jail for the man who drove the car which helped pull down the statue of abolitionist Hans Christian Hegg outside Wisconsin's state capitol during the George Floyd protests in 2020. 33-year-old Kelsey Nelson was sentenced for his role in damaging the statue and for looting a jewelry store about a month earlier. Nelson ordered to pay $5,000 to the jewelry store. The cost will be shared with two others, and $2,500 to the State Department of Administration for the damage to the statue. That cost will be split by four people. Gas prices are up slightly. The average for a gallon of regular unleaded in Wisconsin is now $3.53. That's 15 cents higher than a month ago, but almost a dollar lower than at this time last year. I'm Jane Mattner. This is Civic Media News.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the cloud.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. I'll get to you in a second. I'm going to finish up this segment on the deal. Basically, the Republicans didn't overall get what they wanted. They didn't get 10 years. They didn't get the deep spending cuts they want. Biden played them like a fiddle. It was great, but Biden also didn't get to raise taxes, and he didn't get to raise taxes on corporations and wealthy individuals, and he also didn't get to lower Medicare spending on prescription drugs. Republicans stuck a knife in that too. The thing that frosts me about all of this, is that all of this stuff had passed, and they campaigned on it. And now they are using the threat against the debt limit to stick a shiv in America's back. That's what they're doing. If the Democrats did something similar with the Republican president like Trump, they would have said, okay, now we want to undo what you just did. And we want to cut this kind of spending we don't agree with. And we want to increase this. And we want Medicare for all, or we won't increase the debt limit. We don't do that. They are doing that. they are enemies of the United States in that respect. And not only that, let's talk quickly, and then we're going to go to the lines. What is it exactly that makes this libel to pass? I think there's an elaborate fake dance going on, and here are the people who have come out against it on the right. Matt Gaetz, this Luna, Ana Paulina Luna of Florida, Lauren Boebert, Bob Good of Virginia, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Chip Roy of Texas. All bad news. Some of them, like Chip Roy, say they will threaten McCarthy now to try to change the speakership. But Gaetz said no, and a lot of them say no. I think the fix is in. I think what's going to happen, there are 222 Republicans, and they'll all be given a pass, all the right-wing nuts, and they'll get up and give right-wing nut speeches. But somewhere between 140 and 180 Republicans will vote for it. But it takes 218 votes. So the Pramila Jayapals and all of the so-called progressives. And I'll tell you what, it's not clear to me why in either party there should be sub-parties that are causing trouble. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Why should the Progressive Party have their own spokesman on State of the Union? State of the Union is Biden. Who cares? Who cares at all what some subset of the Democratic Party thinks? And on the Republican side, if they're willing to come to the center on anything, why should these clowns in the Freedom Caucus have any standing at all? But they do. Each party has that phenomenon. It's a 99-page bill. The Rules Committee, in my opinion, will issue it out today. It'll be voted tomorrow. Everybody will go, oh, it's in peril, it's in peril. I think it'll pass. And the one solace that I take, the one message that I take at this, and it's very similar to when Boehner and Ryan were in as speaker. When you have extremes like the difference between the Freedom Caucus and the Squad, the only way you can govern is a critical mass of people in the center right and the center left come together. But whoever is the speaker can't come right out and say that, or they will be killed by their own caucus. So they got to pretend and go through a dance, but the dance ultimately will be the center right and the center left will come to a deal. We're going to the lines. Tim of Viola, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling us from my day, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to President Biden, who saved us $320 million a day from getting us out of the Iraq war. No one ever talks about that. I do have a question. When are we going to get to the point when we're not going to spend more than we take in? It seems like it's a fake economy, and we got to get just back to a balanced place. When is that ever going to happen? Let me know. I'm interested.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And when we're talking center right and center left, that's the kind of thing that I think people are looking at on both sides. Remember a couple of things, everybody. The last president of the United States who balanced the budget, in other words, he came in with a surplus, was Bill Clinton in the year 2000. And the Republicans criticized him, and the Wall Street Journal criticized him, because they said a modern government should have some debt for the sake of the bond market. That's what they said. No kidding. Remember that the pandemic has resulted in unusual borrowing, pandemic money. The war in Ukraine has resulted in unusual borrowing. We've got to stop the commie Ruskies. We've got to stand up to the Chi-Coms on Taiwan. However, Biden is reducing the deficit much more than Trump did. Trump put $7.8 trillion on the debt in 4 years. There's a difference between a budget deficit and the national debt. The budget deficit is every year. The only way the debt comes down or is restrained is if the deficit starts coming down. And I think Biden is frugal on that, as you point out. He basically shut down the Iraq war and he shut down Afghanistan. And he's criticized about how he got out. And I'm not all that happy with that, how that worked out either. But the point is, unnecessary wars he stays out of. and the Ukrainians, who are very, very, they're brave people and they're good people, and they're bearing the brunt of it. And I'm very confident with what he's doing over there. You cannot turn our foreign policy over to DeSantis or Trump. It would be a disaster. Listen, Tim, thanks a lot. Call more often in the future. Next up, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Well, we already know that the Republicans have seen it. Another thing, too, is that Milwaukee's got to beware. They have to get their money up front because they have no qualms about negating on their bills. So they better get their money up front so they don't get ripped off by the Republicans. Because that's, I mean, they all do it. Let's see. They already did it to us here, you know, with this. And also, they all have a really bad, bad background. In addition to that, Matt, I just have to say something that is really important to me. And that is, I am very proud of the squad. I love them young women. They have spoke up so loudly to defend those children that were held in cages by those animals of the Republican Party, separating those little babies from their mamas. In addition to that, they have shared personal stories of things that they have gone through with the abortion issue, with those slimy, dirty, rotten Republicans that are hurting women as we speak. In addition to that, some things we may not agree with because they are younger than we are and haven't lived as much as we have. They are out there fighting every day for normal people and women. And I'm sure that this is going to bother them when this impacts 50-year-old women. And thank you so much for bringing that up. I know you are a supporter of women. And I want to clarify why I support them women. And they've had to go through a lot to get where they're at, but they're always willing to learn, which I think is wonderful. And if people don't agree with them, call them up and educate them on why. But I do believe that they're a powerful force that bring a lot of us women back in there to fight for the young women of tomorrow and the older women of today. So thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it.
Gene, thank you for calling. As always, I love your passion and your command of the facts and the current issues. And I want to respond in two respects, and then I'm going to get to the next call. First of all, you said something very important at the beginning. Anybody listening to this who's a vendor in Milwaukee, think about this. Donald Trump does not pay his bills. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm not just saying that as a Democrat. He stiffs people. He would, for one of his casinos, he ordered something like 500 pianos, and some poor guy goes out and buys them, fronts the money, and then he sends a bill, and then Trump said, I'll pay you half for that. And the guy said, wait a minute, at least give me what I paid for the pianos. You can take away my margin. Trump said, no, I'm not. Go ahead and sue me. It'll cost you more in attorney's fees than half the price of the pianos. And the guy ate them. Okay? That's what happens. The Republican National Committee is the same. If you are in a restaurant or a hall of some sort that they're renting, get your money up front and don't come crying to me if they stiff you. They will stiff you. They don't look on a contract as enforceable. They looked on it as a point of negotiation, how little that they can pay by burdening you with having to sue them for the extra and the attorney's fees are too high. Secondly, with regard to the squad, and I want to hit that straight on. I admire the squad, and I agree with them on a lot of issues. But, Gene, let me tell you what the things I don't agree with them on. They all stopped hard infrastructure back when it was up there because they said, we want soft infrastructure first and then hard infrastructure and then together. Biden said, I can get hard infrastructure through the Republicans, and then the soft infrastructure I know I can get, but it's going to be a harder road to hoe. They said no. They stopped it. And they weren't alone. Bernie was part of this too. As a result, the Virginia, and this was shown by polling, the Virginia governorship shifted to the Republicans. The Virginia legislature shifted to the Republicans. We almost lost the New Jersey governor, Murphy, and we lost one of the longest serving Democratic senators in New Jersey. And Jamila Priyapal, her excuse was, well, hard infrastructure basically benefits unions, and unions, yeah, you know, we're for unions, but there aren't enough minorities in unions and women. And that's a lot of bull, and I'm tired of that kind of talk. I am pro-union. And I think that's not symptomatic of all of the progressive deal and all that. I understand it. But I'm speaking bluntly right now. That is what happened. We would have the governorship of Virginia right now, and we would have greater representation in the Virginia legislature if it wasn't for them sticking a knife in hard infrastructure and then changing their minds. And Biden came through with both of them. He got hard infrastructure and then soft infrastructure. But I'm tired of people playing games. Biden's the head of the party. And if Schumer and then Nancy Pelosi at that time and now Hakeem Jett wants something, give it to him. Quick fighting them. Thanks a lot for calling, as always. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's important. You keep mentioning that there are powerful individuals that are enemies of a general national government in any possible shape, because that's what the Republicans, they want to undermine our government. Pure and simple, they want to undermine our government so they can install the government they want to have, you know, which is basically fascist, neo-fascist light, maybe, but or maybe emphasis on maybe light, because, you know, if they achieve power, they would have no problem at all being like Erdogan in Turkey, or
right,
the guy in Hungary right now. That it is just
Orban, Viktor Orban.
And that we have to be reminded of that all the time, because these guys simply during World War II, they had, I was just talking about this today, that in 1945, you know, that the last of Frank Capra's Why We Fight series was on the dangers of fascism coming to America. And this is 1945, when we were knocking back the fascists in both in Germany and in Japan, and that he saw that as a danger to this country. I mean, that these guys simply don't care. And it's pretty rich coming from Republicans talking about having a work requirement for people, when last year here in Wisconsin, the Republicans took 9 months off. They took 9 months off. Now, I don't know how many times they collected their per diem, because they went to the Capitol and sat in their office in the Capitol and twiddled their thumbs, but they still were able to collect their per diem. And maybe they didn't collect any per diem, but they still collected their salaries for not doing any work for 9 months last year. And that's just and yet they're applauding this forcing people that maybe partially disabled, that having a work requirement for them.
Yeah, like a 51-year-old woman who may be, she's not homeless. What do you want her to be homeless for? Yeah, come on. And that, you know, she may be depressed. She may have gotten fired. Nobody hires people in their 50s. They discriminate against them. And they discriminate against women. I'm tired of this. It was very cruel of them to do it. Thanks for calling, Mark. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. If you're on the phones, don't hang up.
I'm going to flood you, big river, and I'm going to sit right here until I die.
Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensbury gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 87. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 82
from
degrees.
Our little corner of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the world.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open at 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Karina, Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Karina?
Hi. I'm thinking about, and I'm watching the government, right? And, you know, one of the national characteristics of a Russian people, doesn't matter who are by nationality, but just a culture, we're very paranoid. So with my paranoia, right, political paranoia, I'm looking at, and I wouldn't be surprised that very soon we're going to know that all these Republicans, people who's pushing left and right to their own interest, would have been bought before or bribed before or threatened before by Russians or Chinese or whoever it is, because the thing is, they're not Republicans anymore. They are obstructionists. And what it does right now, and it's happened in Russia, like this exactly, that was in one of the cues we had in the 90s, that this is what they did. And they're doing exactly the same thing right now in America. They start cutting off all the programs for independent, the people who are dependent, newborns, mothers, health, education, all this, they start cutting up, saying, oh, we're not socialists anymore, so we don't need these programs because the capitalist doesn't know and doesn't need to take care of individual people. So what happened? People went on the streets and they had a queue. So my thing is, I think they're trying to do the same thing. Somebody paid them off to do all this, so they actually have people support, not like January 6th, but people support, and not like against the one, just the president, but the whole presidential cabinet. This is what I'm thinking, and this is what I see. And call me paranoid, but I believe those people were bought by somebody so they can do this for their own interest. That's thank you
Karina,
for letting me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I appreciate your calling. And just so everybody knows, Karina shared with us in a prior call, she's from Russia. So she knows very well what she's speaking of. And that's true. You know, they've suddenly said we're not communists. And so therefore, the hell with you. They cut everything. But at the same time, they stole everything, too. They stole about, you know, Putin and the oligarchs, about 80% of the surplus wealth of Russia. How do you think they buy $500 million yachts? And basically, they're screwing everybody over there. Here, there's indication in this respect of collusion with Russia. You have Trump, who was financed. Eric Trump told a journalist, our financing for our businesses from Russia because banks in America won't lend any money because they lost a lot of money with us. And then you have him at Helsinki. They asked in the press conference of Putin, journalist goes, what do you think about Putin's hacking into our election in 2016. And Trump said, well, I don't know why he'd do that. I asked him, he was weak. These people, they flirt with autocrats. They flirt with Orban of Hungary. They flirt with Erdogan of Turkey. They flirt with him. I mean, Trump even said he loves Kim Jong-un, who, by the way, kidnapped and tortured Otto Warmbier for a year and then sent his corpse back to his parents. And neither Trump nor Crooked Mike Pompeo or any of them said boo about that. I'm tired of these people. Karina, thanks for calling as always. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, eh, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for all the information on the budget. Greatly appreciated. I don't think, well, including myself on some of the stuff, I didn't completely understand it. So that helps a lot. The thing I find most troubling is the Social Security. And I never put the two together, but the IRS has a lot to do with that in keeping it solvent by catching the tax cheat. So, but anyway, the bottom line is I hope it all works out. And thanks for all the info today, Matt. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Paul. Yeah. And yeah, I want to revisit that part of it. This is very, very important. Right now, $80 billion more was paid in to Social Security recipients than payroll taxes came in. $80 billion. Next year will be $150 billion. A couple of years will be $200 billion. And by the way, by 2034, there's going to have to be an adjustment in payroll taxes increased. And maybe what they're going to end up having to do is right now they're frozen at, what, $160,000? Medicare is not frozen at any amount. If you make $10 million, you pay the whole thing. Now you could make $10 billion and you only pay on $160,000. Something's going to have to be done. But here's another disturbing thing. Tax cheats in 2019 stole $470 billion, $470 billion that year. That was 2.3% of gross domestic product, GDP. 12% of all taxes got stolen. And the Republicans have consistently starved the IRS so that they don't have time or the resources. You know, people put in fake shelters, all this stuff, and nobody is catching it because nobody has time to look at it. So Biden finally said, I'm putting $80 billion in, and I'm gonna hire 87,000 forensic lawyers and accountants to catch this stuff. It is a fact that if there was no cheating, obviously there's always going to be some cheating, we could pay benefits for 75 years into Social Security. It wouldn't have to alter payroll taxes at all. The key component of the deal from McCarthy's point of view, and this goes back to George W. Bush in about 2005 or six, where they cut the IRS even more. So your return didn't even get looked at. You could put whatever you wanted down. That's what their donors want. They feast on fraud the way flies feast on the dung heap on a farm, okay? That's what they feast on. And they know it in the Republican Party. And that is why it's not just tax cuts. Tax cuts don't really matter if you're not paying taxes at all. I mean, they like tax cuts, sure. But that's all they care about. And that's why a 52-year-old woman who happens to have a room in a rooming house and isn't homeless and is despondent, lying on her bed, hungry, is not going to get food. And you guys like Gallagher in the state going, that's great. We cut costs. What costs? Come on. The amount of money to feed 50 to 54-year-old women in this country who are hungry, and the money goes to farmers, and then they spend it on other stuff. It's really disgusting, quite frankly. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great caller as always. Matt Flynn, direct back, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.